As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
So two humiliating things kind of happened to me at the gym again this weekend, and I have realized that it is time for me to evolve into a person that understands that the gym is not a place where you communicate with anybody. It is a solo enterprise now when you enter a gym, and do not enter anybody's universe. So I told you guys last week that I think the concept of working in is pretty much dead now. There was a day when you went to the gym, if somebody was on a piece of equipment and you wanted to use the same equipment, they were on it, it was a really busy morning or afternoon, they would do their set, right? And then while they're relaxing, the 30 seconds they're taking to chill, you would ask if you could work in, and then you guys would go back and forth, right? Most of the DMs I got over the weekend said, yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
So whereas you would do 15 reps and then take a break, like in between your set, somebody else could pop in and use the machine. But now once you're on that machine, the machine is yours.
Yep.
And if you ask to work in, you're basically going to get the finger. Like, what are you trying to do, Pops?
I didn't realize the nerve I struck on Friday talking about this and everybody dumping on people on the gym in my DMs. Like, people literally sitting on the equipment watching a two-hour Netflix movie and not getting off of the piece of equipment.
I've seen that.
You've seen that,
I've
too?
I've definitely seen that. People, like, literally just watching videos or a movie on their phone. Sometimes they're not even necessarily using the machine, like, for what it's supposed to be used for. They're just sitting there. And you can't say anything to them, or you're considered in the wrong.
Could you do one of these? And I'm going to invade your space here in a second. So if that person is sitting there, could you not just do one of these?
Oh, like just get right up on them? Mm-hmm. And you could.
You could.
But that'd probably cause some type of conflict.
Right. Or you say, I mean, I would politely, I think, say, like, are you using that? But then I've had them say, yeah, I'm on it. I got three more reps. Yeah. And it's just kind of assumed like they own the equipment or they own that bench or whatever until they're gone. So I recognize I'm a dinosaur in that area, so I'm not doing that anymore. Now I'm just going to go and do something else and wait for them to get off the equipment. Fine. So I go to the gym this weekend, and two things happen this weekend that I now realize, like, it's just a no-talk zone. So there used to be a time also when if somebody was working out on their own and they were struggling on their last couple of reps, you would volunteer to spot them. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. So a spot is when your muscles build. The theory is your muscles build when you're giving them like they're at their max, right? And to get to your max, you can't lift the weight. So you need somebody to just give you a little bit of a help on your final couple of reps. And if somebody was working out alone, it's kind of dangerous. If you're on your last couple of reps and your muscles give out, you'll put a barbell right on your neck, mm-hmm. right? If you're benching or whatever. Yeah. So I see a guy in the gym. This weekend, he's doing incline bench, which is the bench is at an incline. And you're lifting straight up. And I notice him struggling on his last two or three reps. So I'm doing curls. I'm about 15 feet away, but I see the dude struggling. So I do what I've been doing for 20 years is I go up and I say, hey, if you need help on your final couple of reps, I'll spot you. He says to me, he looks at me and there's a weird, awkward pause and says to me, nah, man, I don't F like that. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, so you don't need a spot? He's like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm fine. And he kind of like brushes me off. And I think that he thought I was hitting on him.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the case at all, right?
You're just trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice. The second one.
This is on the same day?
Same day.
Oh,
no, this is a different day.
Okay.
I'm just too social in the gym. And I have always done this. And as it was happening, I realized like this is just a thing of the past. When I see somebody working out and they are doing an exercise that I have never seen before, on a body part that I usually work, it used to be fine to ask them like, hey, why are you doing that exercise that way rather than the way everybody else is doing it? Are you trying to hit a different muscle group or whatever? Have you done that?
Have I ever asked someone?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Introvert. Yeah, he's not talking to anybody at the gym.
No.
I've never had a problem going up to somebody and asking them like, why are you doing it that way? 90% of the time, it's guys. In this case, it was a woman.
Asking a woman, why are you doing it that way? Because instinctually, a woman's going to be like, oh, he's about to mansplain something to me because I'm doing this incorrectly in his eyes.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
probably.
Yes, that's my initial reaction.
Mine too. Even if you had the most genuine of intentions, which I know you do, like you're just curious.
I was.
Women get asked that all the time at the gym, or they'll... There are stories of like people who are personal trainers or professional bodybuilders, and a man will come up and be like, that's not how you lift that.
Oh, no, that wasn't my intent at all.
But that's how the woman will take it.
So she was on the leg press machine, right? Mm-hmm. Where normally you've got about 2 feet in between both your legs and you're pressing up on the machine. Hers were together. So she had both of her shoes like almost touching on the leg press machine. And I had never seen that before.
I've never seen that either.
So I asked her what she was doing, and she gave me this look like, you freaking creeper, get the hell away from me.
Yep.
She explained it in a really awkward way and told me that she was like working the outside of her glutes rather than her quads, but it was such an awkward exchange that I walked away from it just going, I am never talking to a woman ever in the gym ever again, which is probably good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
It's a safe way to go about it.
So it really has become like, and I've been working out my entire life, but it just feels like interacting in the gym now is kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, it's different. It's very different now. I think it has to do with the cameras and people exposing other people in the gym and a lot of things like that. I think the attitude or the mindset now in a public gym is just to literally stay in your space, do your thing, and leave everybody alone.
And I'm guessing women have been hassled by dudes in the gym for 50 years, and some dude comes up and
try
I honestly
500.
Was
lifting rocks out in the yard.
The Burt Show.